Microsoft says customers who use its Word software as the text editing engine behind recent releases of its Outlook email application should patch a security hole that leaves the combination open to malicious hackers. The company said the vulnerability, which could allow an attacker to launch his or her own scripts on a victim's computer, affects only installations of Outlook 2000 or Outlook 2002, for which the user has chosen Microsoft Word as the editor of choice for rich text or HTML mail, a combination Microsoft calls WordMail. A security bulletin issued by Microsoft said the problem lies in WordMail's failure to apply documents it edits the same security settings Outlook applies when viewing mail. That means a malicious script embedded in styled email that Outlook would refuse to execute could launch in WordMail if a user were to forward or reply to the original message. Users who have Outlook 2002 and have applied the Microsoft Office XP Service Pack 1 may already be protected from the WordMail vulnerability if they've configured their systems to read all non-authenticated email as plain text. However, since the configuration requires manually editing the Windows registry to get that effect, it's unlikely that many XP WordMail users have enabled the protection. The Recording Industry Association of America, RIAA, is calling for additional federal funding to combat the ongoing wave of piracy, saying the number of arrests and convictions for copyright crimes has skyrocketed over the course of a year. In a congressional hearing last Tuesday before a subcommittee of the House Appropriations Committee, the RIAA requested additional funds for federal anti-piracy law enforcement efforts and is pushing for a renewed agenda on protecting intellectual property. The RIAA, which did not request a specific amount, said the additional funds are needed for investigations of cases. Specifically, the RIAA is requesting the funds be used to create additional squads or units for a program called Computer Hacking and Intellectual Property, or CHIP, which is part of the Justice Department's initiative to fight cybercrime. Although the RIAA applauded the creation of CHIP, it said it is concerned that CHIP's main focus will be on computer hacking and not on intellectual property. The RIAA requested in its testimony that these CHIP units make intellectual property a top priority. The hearing comes against a backdrop of frustration over ongoing problems with piracy within the music industry. The RIAA said the sale of pirated recordings exceeds $4.2 billion worldwide, not including losses due to online piracy. The RIAA added that the music industry loses more than $1 billion per year from the illegal activities conducted in the world's four leading pirate marketplaces. They are Brazil, China, Russia, and Mexico. To the United Kingdom now, and BT Retail hopes that its new budget broadband offering will attract 500,000 new customers by the summer of 2003 and has built in a micropayment service to help. BT announced last Wednesday morning that its cut-price broadband product will cost £27 per month. That's a bit more expensive than some observers had expected. The service, which will be called BT Broadband, will give users a high-speed internet connection using ADSL, but will not offer any of the additional services that are normally offered by internet service providers. It will go on sale this autumn after being trialled over the summer. Users will also have to buy an ADSL modem, which will cost in the region of £80. BT Retail, the division that will be selling BT Broadband, is aiming to recruit 500,000 subscribers by next summer. According to the latest internet penetration report from Harris Interactive, 66% of adults in the United States, 137 million people, are online from either home or work. Harris estimates that the latest total rises from 127 million in the autumn of 2001. Harris interviewed 2,038 U.S. adults in February and March of 2002 and also found that 76% of all adults online are Caucasian, 12% are African American, and 9% are Hispanic. Harris notes that 37% of U.S. adults online have completed high school or less, 31% have completed some college, and 32% are college graduates or postgraduates. Real Networks has introduced a new version of its video compression technology that is aimed at improving choppy video broadcasts delivered over dial-up modems to the internet. Real Video 9 is the latest incarnation of Real Networks' audio and video compression technology. Real Networks said the technology improves the compression rates of its Real Video 8 technology by 30%, making it about 30% less expensive for web publishers to deliver audio and video files. It said it also compresses data at 25% of the rate of MPEG-2, the current industry standard for digital set-top boxes, cable, and satellites. The move continues a series of updates to video compression playback features of internet broadcasts and other digital media. Earlier this year, Microsoft announced its next-generation video compression technology, codenamed Corona, which it says will dramatically improve video delivery quality for broadband users. While the company has been gathering wide support for Corona, it has yet to set a firm date for its arrival. With this latest announcement, Real Networks is attempting to solve long-standing hiccups for consumers watching video over narrowband connections. The company said Real Video 9 will deliver DVD quality to broadband consumers. In addition, Real Networks said the codec has been tweaked to allow playback on TV screens as well as PC monitors. Codecs are used to compress and decompress various types of data, particularly those that would otherwise use up large amounts of disk space, such as sound and video files. Imagine watching a white ball bouncing back and forth across a black TV screen for 24 hours a day for a full week. Well, G4 is a new cable channel devoted exclusively to video games that went live last Wednesday, and it plans to broadcast a live game of Pong, widely considered to be the first consumer video game, for 7 days straight. G4, backed by a $150 million investment from cable giant Comcast Corp., flipped the switch at 3 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time last week with a total of 3 million subscribers on digital cable, on platforms from Comcast and Midwestern operator Insight. The channel plans to offer 13 original weekly series focusing on topics like sports games, gaming reviews, and hints and tricks for winning at popular video games. It is expected to have 350 to 400 hours of original content each week. The launch comes at a time when the video gaming industry is at the beginning of a multi-year growth cycle, with some analysts estimating the industry will see more than 20% growth for at least the next 2 years. U.S. internet users can now begin registering web addresses in americassovereign.us internet domain. Earlier this month, Neustar Incorporated, the Washington-based company that last year won the government contract to operate .us, ended a sunrise period during which U.S. trademark holders were permitted to pre-register their names as .us addresses. But the domain has now opened to the general public as scheduled. .us is one of the more than 200 two-letter country code top-level domains that are assigned to the world's sovereign nations. The domains exist in the Internet's addressing system alongside generic suffixes like .com, .net, and .org that don't belong to any particular country and are operated by Internet authorities in their respective nations. Unlike the United Kingdom's .uk and Japan's .jp, which are widely used in their respective nations, .us has long remained a relatively underpopulated Internet neighborhood. Partly because .com is so popular and accepted in the US internet market, and also partly because no consistent rules or administration have ever been applied to .us, the domain has failed to catch on as America's addressing space. MSN Messenger is now the most popular instant messaging client in Australia. This is according to the latest data released by Jupiter Media Matrix, which indicates that more than 3.3 million Australians now use MSN Messenger. ICQ, the second most popular IM software program, has 1.78 million users in Australia, while AOL Instant Messenger has just 384,000 users. Jupiter also found that around 64% of Australian teenagers who use the internet also use MSN Messenger. And that's News Briefs for this week.